Chapter 4.
And I seem to be the prime suspect. Lexi studied Jack's handsome face as she steeled herself for a lecture on the dangers of getting involved in murder investigations. She felt her brows knit together as Jack smiled at her. He listened patiently while she relayed the morning's events, including the part about how Nance had turned her cottage into a crime investigation center. She'd expected him to be mad. But he was sitting there, as calm as could be, changing out the reels on his fishing pole.
"So, you don't trust this detective, what's his name?"
Jack asked. "Payne. Do you know him?" As a homicide detective himself, Jack knew a lot of the other detectives in the state. Lexi was hoping that if Jack knew Payne, he might be able to get some information on the investigation. Jack shook his head.
"Never heard of him. But if you and Nance are on the case, I'm sure you'll ferret out the real killer."
Lexi stared at him. "You're not mad?"
"Why would I be mad?"
Lexi narrowed her eyes. "Usually you get mad when I get involved in these types of things with Nance." Jack put down his fishing rod and came over to her, putting his hands on her upper arms.
"Lexi, I've come to realize that you're going to do what you are going to do, no matter what I say.
I can't fight it, so I'll just have to trust that you won't do anything dangerous." He put his thumb on her chin, tilting her face up to look at him.
"Right?"
"Right." Her heart melted at the look of concern in his eyes. He bent his head, brushing his lips against hers, and her stomach flip-flopped. She snaked her arms around his neck, pressing herself against him.
"Woof!"
Her dog, Sprinkles, jumped at her leg, stealing her attention from Jack. Lexi reluctantly released Jack and bent down to pet the little dog who was pawing at her calf. "Hi, Sprinkles. You want to go for a walk?" The dog barked, jumped in the air, and spun around.
"I guess that's a yes."
Jack laughed.
"Let's leash her up and take her out. I have a few hours before evening fishing."
Lexi crossed their small cabin and picked Sprinkles' harness and leash off the hook by the door, then put them on the small white dog, which was quite a feat considering that Sprinkles was wiggling and jumping the whole time.
"Where do you want to go?"
Jack asked. "Well, if you don't mind, I wanted to check out the trails behind the dining hall. Payne thinks the killer was someone in the kitchen. But the murderer could have come from one of those trails. There are several that lead right to the dumpster area."
"So you're thinking Dugasse might have had a rendezvous with someone, or he was lured back there?"
Jack opened the cottage door for Lexi, and Sprinkles tugged her outside. "Exactly." Lexi's heart soared. Jack seemed eager to help with the case, which was a huge win for both the case and their relationship.
"Okay, let's take this trail."
Jack indicated a trail next to their cottage that led up the hill, and Lexi started toward it. Sprinkles led the way, prancing eagerly up the path, stopping every so often to sniff something. Lexi was grateful for the tall pine trees that provided a cool respite from the hot afternoon sun. She breathed in the thick, woodsy smell, watching the chipmunks scurry through the leaves. Her flip-flops slapped the backs of her heels as they navigated the path. She'd walked this path before, but she'd never really paid attention. She looked at the slats of sunlight that filtered through the trees and realized the whole forest was a warren of trails. There's so many paths, the killer could have taken any of them.
"True, but the trick is finding which one is most likely. That's assuming the killer did use one of the trails to make his getaway."
"Well, what do you think? If this was your investigation, what would you do?"
"The paths are one angle to investigate, but I'd start where I always do, with the family."
Jack glanced at Lexi.
"Did Dugasse have a wife?"
"I'm not sure." Lexi pursed her lips, trying to remember if she'd ever heard of a wife or any other family.
"Well, if he did, that's a good place to start. Then, find out if he had any enemies. Look into his finances. That's all pretty standard. I'm sure Nance has that covered."
Jack smiled down at her.
They walked in silence for a few minutes, stopping with sprinkles whenever she found something interesting to sniff or wanted to mark her territory. Lexi wondered how the dog seemed to have an endless supply for territory marking. Lexi could see a small clearing up ahead. Isn't that the dining hall?
Yeah, let's check it out.
Lexi turned in that direction, and Sprinkles was only too happy to lead the way, her nose twitching in the air as she smelled the aroma of roasting meat from the kitchen. Lexi stopped at the head of the path. She could see the dumpster about 20 feet away, roped off by yellow crime scene tape.
So that's the scene of the crime,
Jack said it as a statement. Yeah, he was lying right there. Lexi shivered and Jack put his arm around her.
I'm sorry you had to find him like that. It must have been awful for you.
Lexi shrugged. Well, it wasn't fun, but I guess I must be getting used to finding bodies, since it didn't affect me nearly as much as the others. Jack cocked an eyebrow at her, but didn't say anything. Lexi looked around the area where four paths met. So, detective, which path is the most likely?
Well, the path we just came on leads out to the street near our cottage. The killer could have run down the path and no one would have noticed.
He pointed to the path across from them.
That one goes parallel to the parking lot, I think.
Yes, and you can see most of it from there. So the killer probably didn't take that one. Plus, you have to go past the kitchen door and someone would have probably noticed him.
That leaves these two paths here.
Jack pointed to two trails that forked off deeper into the woods. I don't know where those go. Should we take one?
Well, if I was running the investigation, I'd have my people scouring each path for evidence.
Jack frowned at the crime scene tape over by the dumpster.
But it looks like Payne is only searching the dumpster area.
Lexi's brows knit together. It seemed like Payne wasn't even covering the basics. Another reason to investigate it herself.
Do you know if he had his people look at the paths?
Jack asked. I don't know, but I can ask around. Maybe I will suggest it to him.
Yeah, I'm sure that will impress him,
Jack said dryly, then started down one of the paths.
Let's take this one and see where it leads. Keep a close eye on the ground and see if you can pick out anything unusual.
Unusual? Like what?
A button, a scrap of paper, a shoe print. Anything that wouldn't naturally be there.
Lexi followed him down the path. She stared at the ground, looking for a clue, which was difficult with Sprinkles pulling her this way and that. After a few minutes, they came to a dead end. Lexi's stomach dropped. That's it? The path just ends? She looked around for another path, but found only thick woods. Too thick to walk through.
I guess the killer wouldn't have taken this one.
Jack shrugged and started back the way they had come. If he did take a path, then it must have been the fourth one, Lexi said. Jack stopped and looked at his watch.
Maybe, but I need to get back and get my fishing gear ready to go fishing this evening. I don't think it's a good idea for you to walk that path alone this close to dusk. Maybe we could walk it another time?
Lexi felt her back go stiff, her shoulders tense. She hated being told what to do. But Jack was right. It probably wasn't smart to follow the path a killer might have taken alone. Jack pulled her over to him. His right hand massaged her neck, melting all the tension she had felt a moment ago.
Besides,
his left hand traced the waistband of her shorts. She sucked in a breath. Her stomach tingling as he pulled the shorts away from her stomach, just an inch, and peered down.
I was hoping to get a look at your tan lines before I head out.